So today we have a very special guest with us. He graduated from the University of Windsor with a degree in human kinetics and honors in movement science. He has studied sports psychology and used these very strategies to develop his numerous workout and motivational programs. As a certified fitness consultant, he has helped numerous people harness the power of their minds and tune into their bodies to develop their dream physiques. Please help me welcome Scott Tuzignan, the creator of the Metabolic Masterpiece Program. A big cougar welcome to you, Scott.
Thanks, and good job with the name, too. That's,
practice that.
It usually gets butchered pretty good, so that's very good. Well, thanks for having me here, Steph. I've been a big fan of you. I've enjoyed following your journey. You've inspired the heck out of me, and I love what you got going on over at Cougar Fitness. So it's great to be sharing this journey together with you.
Thank you. And we're super honored to have you on today. And we really look forward to learning more about your program.
Excellent. All right. I'm ready to dive in and share some little tidbits of information and everything that that has gone into creating it.
Great. So for people that don't know you that well, maybe we can start off with a little bit of background information on you. Were you always in such great shape, or has getting lean and putting on muscle sort of been a learning experience for you?
Well, it's always been a learning experience right from the beginning, and will always continue to be a learning experience from me. I'm just passionate about the subject. I've had a deep fascination with the human body and our ability to transform it and improve upon it for life, really. So, I can always have a book in hand and something new that I'm reading, whether it's a new current book or some of the old school stuff from back in the day. So I'm always trying to educate myself on training and just anatomy, physiology, the human body. So always learning, but I grew up with an athletic background, into sports a lot, and I was just, I'm a lot like, I look at my son and we have a lot of the same features, the same frame and everything, and right now he's 10 and just a rail, just a toothpick. And that's, I was always super, super lean all the way through grade school, high school. I graduated high school 123 pounds. So I was 19 years old and 123 pounds. I was 5'7". I was just a complete toothpick. I had some muscle tone. I was into working out at the time, but I was the typical hard gainer. I had a very difficult time gaining muscle mass, or I thought I was a hard gainer. I just didn't really know the strategies at the time to help add muscle to my body. And when I realized I wasn't really truly a hard gainer was after getting married, having kids, and opening up my own health club and being stressed like crazy, and I ballooned up. I really got quite overweight, especially considering myself all my life being this scrawny little guy to all of a sudden being fat and having a belly that really sucked any ounce of confidence out of me. It was awful. It really was awful and a bummer. So I know what it's like to be a scrawny little runt, and I know what it's like to be overweight and just really upset with not happy with your physique. So that brought me up to a few years ago, really, when I decided to kind of nip things in the bud and take my health and fitness into my own hands. Which really it had been all my life, and you'd think owning a health club and being in the fitness industry, I should have been on top of it, but it was insane. It was a tough time of my life, and now I'm loving it, loving every second of it.
Well, that's actually kind of nice, because I think you can relate to a lot of people since you've sort of been on both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
So for people that want to gain muscle, you've been there, and then you know, putting on some body fat mainly from stress and probably sitting at a computer job all day long, and like a lot of us do. So that's nice that you can relate and
absolutely.
Kind of know the psychology of it all.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know the emotional struggles that can go on in your head when you have a difficult time putting on muscle, and when like you're walking around with your girlfriend or your wife, and they've been telling everybody how muscular you are, and they're looking at, he's only 120 pounds. How can he? He's not that big. You're saying he's a muscular guy. So I mean, there was times in my life where I was really upset about being so thin and couldn't wait to put on muscle. And then Yeah, I can totally relate to how the impact, how excess fat can impact your life. Yeah, it's given me a very good perspective for sure.
You know, that's one thing, and I think I was going to address this later, but in your journal, it was kind of like, as you were writing each day, how you were feeling and what you were thinking about, it really was kind of like you were delving into our minds and reading our thoughts, because that really was, you know, how we think and process things on a daily basis. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I struggle just like everyone else. It's a lot of work. It doesn't come easy to me whatsoever. I don't have any kind of genetic advantage over anyone else. I'm just an average guy, and I had an average physique. I'm just doing some extraordinary, above average things right now, just making the most out of what I've got. But yeah, I've procrastinated with the best of them. And yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's not easy. It's a lot of work, but yeah, I share the same kind of mental, emotional struggles and temptations as everybody else.
And yeah, and you have a family and you've got kids and they probably want snacks. And I know your wife, Angie, I think you said that she has a small portion of a snack food every day. Yes. And so, yes, you've definitely not lived in a sterile environment where everything was perfect for you. So
yeah. That's good. Yeah, in the past, like when I really struggled, I would ask her to hide stuff because she likes to have treats around, and she has incredible control. If she has that small little snack, a couple cookies, a small little chocolate bar in the morning, a little bowl of ice cream, she's great for the rest of the day. And if I see that, I would want to go crazy and have the whole thing. So there was a time where I really needed to ask her to hide that stuff. And now, I exercise. I've gained a lot more control over those kind of cravings, temptations. I just crave the healthier stuff a lot more than the junk stuff right now. But it just doesn't mean I don't treat myself. I enjoy my treats. I don't find I need them every single day. So I'm not going to have them every single day. Whereas Angie really thrives off the small treats every day.
And just for people who don't know, Angie is completely ripped and has six-pack abs 365 days a year. So just a side note.
I think that's a testament to this lifestyle for sure, because she's maintained those six pack abs and for many years now, and she's had a C-section, had two kids, busy. She's got a busy lifestyle and still able to maintain that, and which is fantastic. So whenever she wants to get extremely ultra ripped and lean for a photo shoot, it only takes her a couple weeks. She could be ready, but yeah, it's her lifestyle. Her lifestyle is just fantastic. And she's been able to do that with a small treat every single day. You don't need to deprive yourself at all.
Well, that's really, really good news. So absolutely. Yeah, that's great. So you have several programs on the market. I think the first time I think I heard of you was through your fat loss quickie program, possibly, or it might have been part of the motivational audio program you had. Is that kind of how you got started?
Yeah. We had a few different programs. I think initially back in 2006, we had the Fit Chick, the Fit Bastard. Those were some good home workout programs. And then I got into the Unstoppable Fat Loss audio series, which really, it was fantastic. That was all strictly focused on mindset. And I just picked the brains of people who I respected and trusted in the industry and asked them like their best mindset strategies, why they think people struggle with losing weight and achieving the body that they really know they deserve. And that turned out to be just an amazing audio series. And then we moved on to Fat Loss Quickie. And that was basically a lifestyle thing. We realized that we did not have the time to spend an hour in the gym back then. That was, our kids were really young, we're self-employed, and it was insane. So we're like, how can we get in great shape in the amount of time that we have? And so it was just quick fat loss quickies, just 10-minute quick home workouts and 10-minute cardio sessions hit right here in your home. We were doing it right in our home office. So we'd work and then we'd say, all right, it's time for a quickie break. And we'd do our workout together here. Just be quick, done over with, and we felt great. And that kind of training, well, it was really unique from a lot of the other training out there, because it's Mm-hmm. At its core, it was physique training. I was just taking a lot of my like kind of physique training background workouts and condensing them to 10 minutes, like no rest and cutting some of the exercise out. And it was great. It was really fun and it got us in really good shape, but not quite the shape that I had, that we had envisioned for ourselves. But it worked phenomenally, got us lean and got us looking pretty darn good.
Well, and that, I mean, really, that was kind of cutting edge back then, because that's a lot of what people are doing these days is the high intensity weight training along with the high intensity cardio. So really you were on the leading edge with that program.
Yeah, definitely. We were one of the first quick programs like that out there, and especially one that had the I don't know any kind of quick 10 minute workout out there that has a physique training kind of component to it, where you're doing body part splits. And to me, that was the best way to kind of condense the workouts was, all right, in 10 minutes, I'm just going to totally blast my legs. And it's amazing what you can do in 10 minutes and without much rest at all, just really carve them out. So yeah, there's nothing else out there like that for a quick, rapid workout. And it definitely served us well and still serves many people out there very, very well. The people who are really seriously crazy busy. Everyone says they're busy. We all have busy lifestyles, but many of us can make that time to spend an hour in the gym. But there's some people who just would rather not, and Fat Loss Quickie is kind of, it caters to that audience who really doesn't want to make the time to spend an hour in the gym every day.
That's perfect. And also even for busy moms, you know, maybe while their children are sleeping or, you know, something like that, that's fantastic.
It really was.